I want you to stay with me. This is why the Lord told us in Timothy. I read it last week. This is why he told us, fight. This is Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. Why? Because it wouldn't be a good fight if you were losing. How many challenges, how many people that's in this field of sports or whatever they're in, if they're in baseball, boxing, or hockey, or tennis, and when they lose the match, they don't go around bragging how, especially in boxing, get beat up bad. You don't go around bragging how good a fight that was. You just want to go get heal and well and get your eyes open and all that. Because you ain't got your nose bloody. Huh? You don't talk about it. But the fellow that beat you up, he's blowing smoke. Amen. I'm telling you, this is why you and I must recognize what's Satan realize, he know, he understand that you got something he can't handle. And if he can deceive you to get you away from it, he can defeat you. But if you'll stay in faith, as Oral Roberts said when he was here, keep the switch of faith turned on. If you understand, as long as those light switches on, those lights going to burn. But if you go over there and turn them off and say, I need some light, well, go turn the switch on. If you want something from God, you got to keep the switch of faith turned on. God is not just a God that spat you out a little blessing then forget you. It's a continued flow. It's an everyday thing. You got to live 24 hours of the day, 365 days in a year. God want you blessed every second, every millisecond of the day, of your life. It may mount up into 70, 80, 90 years, 100 years, whatever, but however many seconds that comes out of that, God wants you blessing every one of them. So, but when they, verse 31, verse 31. But the men that went up with them said, we be not able to go up against this people, for they're stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land, though, which we have gone to search it, is a land that eateth up the inhabit thereof. And all the peoples we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our sight as grasshopper. Now you see how they see themselves? Now, just like I said, not too long ago, God had opened the Red Sea up and they looked like champions. Song of Song, how God drowned his enemy in the sea. Now they're talking about we look like grasshoppers. And so that's not enough. Just said we looked like grasshoppers in our own sight. Then it went on and said, and so we were in the sight of the Anak, the giants. You know what the Lord said? Now watch this. I don't have time to read it. The Lord told Moses, said from 20 years old up, they ain't going to the promised land. But from 20 years down, because Caleb and Joshua, they were of another spirit. And the 20-year-old down, they're going to the promised land. I want y'all to see something tonight. Will you let 10 men mess up your future like that? Because they believe that. And you know how we do things, and it's all right when it's right, but when it's wrong, it's wrong. And we said a majority rule. No, not so in the kingdom of God. Look what the majority got them. Got them dead. Come on. Because they followed what? Unbelief. They followed doubt and unbelief, and it got them what? Dead. Death. It stopped. You better not be following the crowd. You better make sure you're following the Spirit of God. You better make sure, and because doubt, unbelief will rob you of, these people lost their lives. I said, these people lost their life. You better not be getting in every kind of conversation folks talking about, and they don't have this Bible open explained to you. So, well, the scripture says that they just up talking. You better get away from that because it may cost your life.